BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Smith, the Stanford men's basketball coach, on the show two weeks ago. Couldn't have been that long ago. The time starts to run together. But it got me thinking. See, because Zach Reynolds, who is the guy, director of communications at Stanford, and was the guy responsible for connecting me with Kyle Smith for that interview, he's local. Went to high school here in the state of Oregon, to college here in the state of Oregon, and now he is running the show from the communication standpoint at Stanford. And I thought that would be a really good guest. Have him come on the show, talk about his experience. Blazer fan. Come on. Have his experience growing up in the state and then going on to have a job in sports. He's running communications for Stanford men's basketball and Stanford tennis. Studied at Oregon State. Diehard Blazer fan, I think. Zach Reynolds joining us now. How big of a Blazer fan did you grow up being?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. I grew up a huge Blazer fan. You know, I think some of my first formative memories as a basketball fan were those Jail Blazer years in like the late 90s and early 2000s. So, you know, went right into the Blazer fandom. And, you know, I'm here in Atlanta right now with basketball at Stanford, and I was watching the game on my computer last night.
Give me an idea. I mean, you went to Bend High School. Is that right? Bend Senior High School?
Bend Senior High School, yeah.
All right, so we're on in Bend now. So you're talking to your hometown, and you're growing up in Bend. Did you think career in sports, or what were you thinking in high school?
You know, I really didn't know. You know, I think, first off, as an aside, like, I've interacted with a lot of schools in my career. Like, I still don't think I've encountered a mascot better than a lava bear. but, no, I didn't know. I was thinking, you know, sports medicine, which is part of the reason I chose to go to Oregon State. And, you know, the deeper I got into the major, I realized that wasn't what I wanted. So, you know, took the sport management route, which led me to athletic communications. And, you know, I've kind of found my way from there. But, you know, as a high school kid, I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Zach Reynolds is with us. He is Associate Director of Communications at Stanford. He is in charge specifically of men's basketball and tennis. All right, let's go back. You go to VCU, you get your master's degree at VCU, and, you know, that there was a nationally ranked men's basketball program there at the time. You know, that had to fuel a little bit of this, because it seems like you've gravitated a little bit towards basketball, maybe by design or maybe by opportunity.
Yeah, definitely by design. So, I mean, I played basketball in high school. You know, wasn't good enough to play in college or anything, but the you know, I was at VCU during Shaka Smart's last year there, and it was just such an enticing taste of the industry and what, like, high-level college basketball could be. And it's been fueling me, I mean, really for my entire career, like, you know, trying to be with the program, like, hopefully Stanford becomes that, gets back to the NCAA tournament, has consistent success. You know, I learned so much at VCU and the Center for Sport Leadership and as a grad assistant there while Shaka was the head coach. No, it was a tremendous experience, and, you know, I'm a huge hoops guy and a huge basketball guy, so that really fueled my desire to, you know, kind of grow and strengthen my ties in this industry.
Now, you've built this career at places like VCU, and then you were at Harvard for a while. Now you're at Stanford. I mean, give me an idea, because I don't think very many people have worked at both Harvard and Stanford. What commonalities do you see on those campuses, and what differences do you see?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty unique resume. The joke I like to tell is that I went to Harvard every day, or I go to Stanford every day. You know, they don't need to know that I didn't attend either of those schools as a student. No, I mean, elite student athletes, first and foremost. You know, they're doing truly exceptional things as an undergrad or even as a grad student that I probably couldn't have comprehended when I was their age. You know, you look at someone like Maxime Reyneau, who I get to work with day to day right now, you know, double major in mathematics and computer science. Oh, and he's, you know, setting double-double records and playing like an All-American. You know, getting to work with athletes of that caliber, you know, really fulfills you to kind of, you know, keep working in the industry. And, you know, same with head coaches. Like, I've worked with coaches who coached in the Olympics. I've worked with, you know, coaches that are high level in basketball at Olympic sports and, you know, Jared Haas and now Kyle Smith at Stanford. You know, really fortunate to have both Harvard and Stanford on my resume is, you know, I know that doesn't happen in athletics very often. So excited to have that, you know, be a part of my life so far.
You mentioned working with Kyle Smith. We've had him on the show a number of times. And again, Stanford on the road. You'll be at Georgia Tech tomorrow for a basketball game. But, you know, Kyle Smith having a nice season. Nobody's surprised. Guy's a hell of a coach. What makes Kyle Smith good? I mean, you guys are 16-8. What makes him successful?
You know, he's so down to earth. He's really easy to work with. And, you know, I think as, you know, the SID for the program, it's great to be able to have someone that you can, you know, communicate with and, you know, collaborate on different media stuff. But, you know, the way he interacts with the players and, you know, really gets the best out of them, you know, you're seeing guys who, you know, maybe were struggling for playing time at Stanford or at their other universities that have really blossomed under his leadership. You know, not just Maxime, but, you know, Jalen Blake, who was at Duke last year, and Isaiah Sellers, who was at USC, you know, guys that were, you know, role players that have now had a chance to shine as they've kind of learned from him and a great coaching staff he's got under him as well. So, he'll talk your ear off too. So, you know, getting a chance to work with him has been, you know, really rewarding this year.
Yeah, it's totally down-to-earth guy, and will reach out unsolicited sometimes just with a thought he has about college athletics and feel like, you know, it's just like communicating with someone on Twitter or you know, but he's got all of that experience, obviously, having success 16-8 this season. Take your Stanford hat off for a second and just talk, you know, maybe in what you see. There's been talk about the travel, and I don't want anybody to be like, hey, the Stanford communications guy says, you know, the travel's hard or whatever. But what are the potential pitfalls that you see, or how are athletes having to study when they're traveling and making those trips in the ACC? I'm sure it's happening in the Big Ten as well. What do you see anecdotally?
You know, I think it's all about the mindset. You know, our guys are kind of looking at us as an adventure sort, you know. They get to go to cool places around the country and play basketball. You know, the charter company that we're using, JSX, has, you know, elite Wi-Fi on their flights. So the guys are able to, you know, handle Zooms and, you know, watch recordings of their classes on the plane. You know, we did an in-plane interview on ACC Network with Maxime a couple weeks ago. You know, I think they're taking it in stride. You know, Coach Smith has joked in some of his press conferences that it's almost harder on the staff because they're the ones who complain about it way more than the players do.
I am thinking about those cool places. Have you had a couple of chances? I know when I was covering the Big Ten years ago, I was in Assembly Hall and then Freedom Hall in Louisville, and I remember looking up thinking, gosh, there have been some amazing things that have happened here. As you go around the ACC, are you having those moments as a basketball guy?
Absolutely. You know, North Carolina was really cool a couple weeks ago. You know, I think we had a special little Stanford moment in there when Jalen Blake hit that game winner in the closing seconds. You know, I'm really excited as a basketball guy to go to Duke this weekend. You know, nationally televised game on ABC. It's, you know, kind of the culmination of a lot of different factors that make this one exciting for someone in my field. And, you know, we still got trips to Notre Dame and Louisville and my first ACC tournament coming up in next month. So, yeah, as a basketball guy, it's been an awesome experience to, you know, be able to see new places and, you know, go to these historic arenas that I've never been to before.
We're talking to Zach Reynolds. He is the Director of Communications at Leland Stanford University. Look, I grew up going to the football games at Stanford, and, you know, I was not far away from there. I know the Bay Area is different. You know, when you look around, you know, how far away from Bend do you feel being in the Bay Area?
You know, a lot closer than I used to. You know, it used to be a six-hour flight followed by another hour flight to get to Bend. You know, I can at least drive it now. You know, my wife's family's from the Bay Area as well. So, you know, I've got people around that are, you know, at least in the same time zone now, which is a good.
Let's talk about the Blazers. You got the league pass. Are you watching?
Of course I've got it. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I watch as many games as I can.
All right. We're talking to Zach in Bend here, not Zach Reynolds, communications director at Stanford. Zach in Bend, were you disappointed the Blazers didn't make a move at the deadline?
You know, of course, you know, it's more fun as a fan if you get to have lots of trades and lots of action, but, you know, how can you trade pieces off of a young team in particular that's winning 10 of 12 down the stretch? You know, Scoot and Anthony Simons and Kumani Kamara especially is playing really well. So, you know, of course I want them to kind of improve fast and speed up the rebuild, but I'm still enjoying watching what I can from the road.
Chauncey Billups or Terry Stotts, who's coaching the team if you're in charge?
I mean, I'd have to go with probably Terry, but, you know, I'm not opposed to what Chauncey's been doing. The guys seem to be growing well, but, you know, those Terry Stotts teams under Lillard and McCollum were a lot of fun to watch.
You grew up on that stuff. I mean, I could tell, like, it's hard because, you know, you're there in the Bay Area. You got the Warriors. Have you had a chance to get to a Warriors game? Has that been something you've been able to take in, or are you so consumed at Stanford you just watch them on TV?
No, we've been to a few Warriors games, and my wife and I try to go when the Blazers come down. You know, this year it's not going to work out with the schedule, but we went twice last year, and regrettably, I'm 0-3 in the building with the Blazers, so
yeah.
I guess that's my one thing for the future is we got to win in the Chase Center.
I don't think that's on you, Zach. I think, you know, this Jody Allen era of trusteeship is probably playing a bigger role in the performance, so don't take it personally when they don't win and you show up. But we're talking to Zach Reynolds, Director of Communications with Stanford Men's Basketball, Stanford Tennis. Hey, by the way, how is that different? Stanford Tennis, Stanford Men's Basketball, how is the job different for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the nuts and bolts are pretty much the same. There's just a lot more kind of public relations and media relations efforts, you know, working with TV and radio and national media around men's basketball. But, you know, tennis, there's still the same, you know, structure of, you know, pitching storylines and maintaining social media accounts and running the history pages. And, you know, our tennis program is consistently nationally ranked. So, you know, we've had high-level players coming in and out, and it's basically the same job, just at a, you know, a smaller level from a media landscape perspective.
Let's talk about the job itself and maybe speak like it's career day here and you've got some young people, high school people, college people who are saying, hey, look, I'd love to get, you know, a career in college athletics. What advice, Zach, do you give to people who are maybe those ages who are trying to figure out what to do with their lives?
Yeah, I think the best advice I ever got was find what you like and find a way to make money at it. You know, working in sports media is a heavy hours job. You know, it's not the best paid job, but, you know, you get to do a lot of really cool research around the teams. You get to interact with, you know, high-level media members like yourself, you know, TV talent. You know, like, as an aside, like, working with, like, someone like Bill Walton was really fulfilling for the, you know, the last 5 years. You know, we've got Dick Vitale doing our game on Saturday, which will be a lot of fun. You know, athletic communications is such a versatile field. You know, it feels like not every day is the same, which is nice. And, you know, I know we talked about kind of the pitfalls of the travel, but, you know, this job and this industry has taken me all over the country, you know, all over the world even. You know, and we went to 3 different countries last year with just the basketball program. So I think for anyone who's trying to build a career in this field, like, you know, dive in head first, ask good questions. You know, you might not find it's for you at the end, but, you know, I've been really blessed to work at, you know, great places with great coaches, with good student athletes. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't recommend it enough.
You know, Zach, it's interesting because you do like a blend of, like, people don't know, like, you're doing a lot of writing. Like, I probably read more of you than I read of Bill Plachke, like in the LA Times, because you are popping into my email inbox and you just did it like 4:02 with a release on, You know, Maxime Renault, who's been selected to the Wooden Award late midseason top 20 watch list. How are you doing that while you're doing the interview?
You know, I don't think there's a better microcosm of being at SID than sending out a press release while you're conducting an interview at the same time. You know, it's a job where you wear lots of hats, and, you know, I'm glad you're reading my stuff. You know, SIDs don't usually get a ton of credit for the stuff they're writing. But, you know, when I hear a note that, you know, a TV guy uses on a broadcast or, you know, something like this where, you know, I get a little bit of praise on the radio show, I think it's always great.
Tell me what your interactions with Bill Walton were like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, what do you think the over-under is for how long the preseason phone call with Bill would last?
Tell me about it.
I mean, if you'd guessed an hour, you would have been on the low side. You know, but, you know, Bill truly cared about, you know, Pac-12 basketball and Stanford basketball, and, you know, getting to work with him was always a joy when you would come to the facility and he'd want to speak to all the coaches and players and all the support staff. You know, I know he was a little bit of a, I guess, a fair weather for whether you liked him or not on the air, but, you know, he was always so great to work with. And, you know, he truly had the best intentions of everyone when he was on the air. And he was a lot of fun.
Tell people how that works, because so when a national broadcaster like Bill Walton or Dick Vitale is doing your game, how does the days before that unfold with that call that is made?
Yeah, so there's production calls in the lead up during the week. You know, I send out, you know, my media packet for my notes pack for media is about 26 pages long. You know, it takes probably 4 to 6 hours to update it every week, depending on if you win, you lose, how much, you know, statistical stuff needs to be updated. And then, you know, oftentimes there's the play-by-play guy or the analyst comes to practice the day before or to shoot around the day of the game. And, you know, I basically sit with them for an hour, maybe two, to talk about storylines of the team. You know, you talk about things that, you know, you'd like them to push on the air, maybe not push on the air. You know, just as an example, like right now we're really pushing Maxime's, you know, kind of All-America type case to everyone we talk to. Just with his stats and his figures and, you know, really holistically everything about him.
He's leading the ACC in scoring.
Yeah, he sure is, yeah. You know, he's got a real chance to finish a special season. So, you know, tomorrow at, you know, Georgia Tech, we'll go to the gym about 5 hours before the game, and I'll meet with TV for an hour while the guys shoot around.
And do you feel that, like, so you're going to, are you sitting with Dick Vitale tomorrow? Is that what's happening?
So that would be for Saturday's game.
Okay.
We've got to get through Georgia Tech first. But,
All right.
Yeah, probably Saturday morning before the game.
That'll be a highlight, man. That'll be really cool. Your parents got to be incredibly proud. Obviously, you're living your dream. And, you know, do you see a lifetime at Stanford, or do you want to get back to Oregon State, or what are you thinking?
You know, Stanford's a really hard place to leave. You know, it's the people you get to work with, you know, I'm really close to my wife's family. But, you know, I'm an Oregonian at heart, so you never know what's going to happen later on. But, no, my parents are great. I know they always like to come to all the games. I think they're probably the most disappointed out of anyone that we've changed conferences because they've lost the road trip we used to go up there to get to see them once every year during basketball season.
That's truth. Does life in the NBA appeal to you? If the Blazers called you, would you take that call, director of communications for the Blazers, or does that travel sort of spook you on that one?
I'd have to at least take the call. You know, they're the team I grew up rooting for, the kind of the pinnacle of what I watch in the professional level. But, you know, there's always something unique about college sports and, you know, the versatility of all the different teams, the different athletes. You know, you cycle through players after, well, I guess theoretically 4 years. You don't know what that's going to look like now with all the NCAA changes. But, you know, there's just such an adaptability to, you know, the college realm that's really enticing and versatile.
Zach C. Reynolds on Twitter. Zach Reynolds, our guest. Hey, Zach, I appreciate you giving us some of your time. I thought it would be really cool to get you on, you know, as you and I were communicating on Kyle Smith. I was like, why not? Great ties to the state of Oregon. Bend High School, shout out to Bend. The Ticket in Bend, a part of part of the syndication network here, so you got probably some classmates and friends listening. And anything you want to say to the people back home, Zach, before I cut you loose?
I mean, if you, I'm really bad at reaching out to some people too. So give me a shout if you're listening. You know, my email's publicly available. You know, you shouted out my Twitter handle. So yeah, give me a shout.
All right, Zach Reynolds, travel safe, man. Good luck and enjoy Duke. It'll be a fun experience.
Thanks, John. Talk soon.
All right, there he is, Zach Reynolds at Stanford. He is living the dream. And you know darn well, like his family in Central Oregon and Bend probably tuned into the show, enjoying that as well. He said something in there that was interesting, and it comes up a lot in my ecosystem. You know, he said, find something you love to do and, you know, try to make money at it. For kids, and college kids in particular, who get career advice, we often tell them, do what you love. And I always do like a three-pronged approach on that. You know, first of all, ask yourself the question, what are you good at? You know, obviously Zach Reynolds can write. He's good with people. He's good at this stuff. He's got some skills. He's good at it. He's got, you know, talent in this area. Secondarily, what do you love? He loves being around sports. I love being around sports. Thirdly, can you make money at it is the question. Otherwise, it's just a hobby, folks. So I don't want to tell kids, like, go do what you love. Oh, I love to finger paint. No, that's a hobby. You know, do what you love. Oh, I love walking my dog. Well, if you can do a dog walking business, it works. But, you know, might just be a hobby. But Zach Reynolds has turned his passion, what he's good at, into doing what he loved. Now, I would caution him against going to work for the Blazers. Not because it's the Blazers, please. No, it's, for me, I grew up reading the San Jose Mercury News, rooting for the 49ers, rooting for the Giants, rooting for the Warriors. And in 1999, 2000, 2001, at the San Jose Mercury News, I was given the assignment to cover the 49ers, cover the Raiders, was in those locker rooms, cover the San Francisco Giants in a World Series, and around Barry Bonds, who I had a poster of in my locker in college. Barry Bonds was my guy. And then I got to go to work and learned that he was kind of a jerk. And then I saw Joe Montana, and I thought, he's not as nice as he was when I was 11 years old and rooting for him. So I'm here to say, like, sometimes you need to leave your childhood and let it be your childhood. Don't make it your job. Congrats to Zach Reynolds. He's doing good stuff at Stanford, and he's on his way. Punch It Audio's coming up, 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk about National Signing Day. Who are the winners and losers? How is Oregon looking as it's trying to fill some of those holes that are going to be facing the Ducks come spring football? Spencer McLaughlin, Locked On College Football Podcast, will be joining us in Hour 3. Leave it here.